This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What if an ordinary man were to say to you, "I can forgive all men's sins, not just those committed against me, but all sins"? You would probably say he was arrogant, deceived, or mentally deficient, and you would be right. You can forgive the sins I commit against you, and I can forgive the sins you commit against me, but neither of us can forgive sins in general. That prerogative belongs to God alone. When any of us treads on God's territory, we are guilty of blasphemy. That is, we are taking on ourselves the authority that belongs to God alone. Under the Old Covenant, blasphemy demanded the death penalty. It is still a serious and deadly error. Jesus healed a paralytic by simply speaking, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Matthew 9:3. The Jews who had witnessed the healing accused Jesus of blasphemy. Even though the Jews did not formally accuse him, he knew what they were thinking. He asked them, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts?" Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Arise and walk"? Matthew 9:4-5. The Jews should have recognized that both instantaneous healing and forgiving sins required supernatural authority and power. Only God can forgive the sins of the whole human race. No earthly power can achieve that goal, regardless of the claims made by some religious leaders. Furthermore, only God or someone whom God has supernaturally endowed can say to a paralytic, "Arise and walk." The only exception to this last observation is the man or the woman who is only sick in the mind, commonly called psychosomatic illness. Neither Benny Hinn nor Rod Parsley nor Paul Crouch can perform miracles of healing. After informing the paralytic that his sins were forgiven and his paralysis had been miraculously cured, Jesus said, "But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then he says to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go into your own house." Matthew 9:6. Jesus wanted his Jewish hearers to know the authority by which he operated. Incidentally, the word "power" in the King James Version is actually the Greek word for authority. Jesus later tells his disciples, "All power," or authority, "has been given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. That means, dear friends, that Jesus could perform miracles, teach by his own authority, and forgive sins. If the Jews had been honest and really wanted to know who Jesus was, they could have discerned from observing his miraculous powers that he had come from God and could do whatever God wanted him to do, including forgiving sins. We must recognize from the teaching of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that Jesus was no ordinary teacher. His many miracles prove him to be what he claimed to be, the one who came down from heaven to do the will of his Father. Honest observers came to understand the truth of that statement. The Apostle John records a fascinating conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, a prominent Jewish ruler. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "We know you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him." John 3:1-2. Jesus mentions the witness that John the Baptist had borne to him. John 5:32-33. He then said, "But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. For the Father himself, who has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape." John 5:36-37. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.